We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Welcome, newcomers.
It is not Friday. And Lizzie is your artist of the day.
That's just cruel. Like, I hear that and I think, oh, it's Friday.
It is not. It is Thursday.
You get one more. Jerk.
Oh, by the way, I saw this on Facebook. Somebody hit me up on Facebook. This is a band called The Warning.
Okay.
All right. Now, I'm not going to tell you about The Warning until you hear them.
The Warning.
The Warning.
Okay.
It's a band called The Warning.
Okay.
You'll know this song the second they start playing it. Listen to these cats. You know it. You know it.
It's Metallica.
Good. Hang on. Don't go
Sounds
anywhere.
Good.
So they're nailing it, right? The Warning. Made up of three sisters.
Hey!
How old are they?
Daniela is playing guitar. She's 14.
Oh, awesome.
Paulina is playing the drums. She's 12.
Oh, my God.
And Alejandra is playing the bass. She's 9 years old.
Wow.
Now, here's what I figured out.
They're like the Mandrell sisters.
Either they're really good.
Remember Earlene?
Or Metallica music is really easy to play. And it's not. Listen to these kids. 14, 12, and 9.
That's good.
Now, the singer, who is Daniela, she needs to work on her voice a little bit. They probably need to get a new singer in here. Listen. But for the love of Christ, she's 14 years old.
I would never have pegged her as a 14-year-old girl,
okay,
though.
Okay, really quick, because a lot of listeners have been saying this over the last 2 or 3 days. Rodney has a better one.
Yeah, this girl, well, here, I'll play you the... This is from America's Got Talent. And I'm going to play you the intro just because I want you to hear the difference between how sweet she is.
Hi.
Welcome to America's Got Talent. How are you?
I'm a little bit nervous.
That's okay to be
nervous. Sure it's America or England's Got
totally
Talent?
Understand. No, it's America.
What's your name?
Courtney.
And how old are you?
13. Oh,
13. Wow.
13.
What's your favorite subject in school?
Music.
What kind of music?
She's about to rip it, isn't she?
You're very sweet. And I'm guessing you're going to be singing for us?
Yeah.
Is that Mel B talking to her?
Listen, don't be nervous. I know this is a big stage and there's lots of people here, but you're here for a reason, so... Go for it, and good luck.
She's about to tear it up, isn't she, Rod?
Dude, dig this.
Okay.
Like the skinny, cute little girl.
And the devil's about to come out, isn't it? Waiting.
Here it comes.
Getting your breath. Okay. Shut up.
Oh,
Get out.
She's being called the young Janice.
I have chills.
Which means she has 14 years left of life.
Listen to the audience. Keep going. Listen to the audience.
Oh, ho, ho, ho.
Yeah, she killed it.
Go to Simon Cowell. Let me hear what he says about it. Hello.
They're all four standing. All Hello, four Black judges Rose. Are standing and applauding.
Wow.
Bloody hell, Courtney.
Is that like Simon Cowell right there?
When you first came out, and then you sing and you're like a lion. I mean, genuinely incredible. Howie, what did you think?
Oh, my gosh. You are not from this era. You're from a whole different era.
Yes. They Golden Buster! They Golden Buster!
Yeah, she got the golden
and
ticket.
I'm a huge Janis Joplin fan.
Wait.
There's a story. If you ever watch the documentary, Clive Davis, he goes to the Monterey Pop Festival, and he sees this young girl that nobody has ever seen before, that nobody knows. It was the first time Janis Joplin got signed. And that changed her life. Do you know that story?
Yeah.
I'm not Clive Davis. I'm Howie Mandel. And I can't sign to a record deal. The only thing I can do for you, young lady, is give you...
Yep, she got the golden buzzer.
Onto
the final.
I have goosebumps.
I cry every time they go buzzer somebody. I start crying. If it's a little kid, aww, every single time they do that, I start crying. And if you don't watch the show, it is the best show to watch with your kids. And it is so sweet. And the parents are crying. And she's up there crying. And like they just launched her to the finals. She doesn't even have to keep going. They just launched her straight to the finals.
That girl can flat out sing.
She's crying. Her dad's crying. I always cry when they go to the festival. I'm crying. Makes me so sad. Like, I'm just so happy for them. Isn't that sweet? We always talk about bad news when it comes to little kids, and it's so sweet to see that.
Listen to her. She's on fire. Hey, oh man, here I am. I'm the girl. That is a 13-year-old girl.
She's tiny.
Guys, I do have some breaking news.
Yeah, please.
We're getting reports of a shooting downtown near 12th and Wyandotte.
Yeah, somebody just wrote in. What's going on downtown?
Yeah, reports of a shooting. Details not confirmed. We're still working on it, but just FYI, if you are seeing things downtown, please let us know.
Let me look. And, what 12th is 12th and Wyandotte?
Right downtown.
Well, yeah, I know that, you doof. Specifically, what is right there? There's the street view.
Just north of the convention center.
Yeah.
Barney Ellis Plaza.
Right at Barney Ellis Plaza.
Right next to the Marriott downtown.
Okay. If you are down there, be careful.
Yeah.
Be aware and be careful.
Following that breaking news, reports of a shooting at 12th and Wyandotte, you said? 12th
yes.
and Wyandotte in downtown Kansas City. Dana Wright, Kara Markser, Rod Babcock. I'm Scott Parks on KMBZ.
You know, I tell you, I've been driving around in that Volkswagen Tiguan for weeks now, and they called me about a week ago and said, hey, we want you to come test drive the Jetta. And I went out to Lee Summit at Volkswagen Lee Summit, got in that Jetta. It is on the same frame as the Tiguan and the Atlas. It drives exactly the same. But if you are looking for something smaller, great college kid car, let me tell you what, you are going to want to check out the 2019 Jetta. That thing has a Bose sound system in it. Go ask at Volkswagen Lee Summit about their no-nonsense nothing sale. $0 down, $0 a month for 4 months, and zero hassle. It is the no-nonsense, nothing sale. Zero Down delivers any new Volkswagen, even the 2019 Jetta, for $0 down, $0 a month for 4 months, and zero hassle. Why pay more somewhere else? Get to the Zero Zone at Volkswagen and Lease Summit. Go to VWLeaseSummit.com. VWLeaseSummit.com. You tell them you want to see Dana's car.
Following breaking news out of downtown Kansas City, there has been some sort of shooting or gunfire at 12th and Wyandotte, just north of the convention center. There is a huge police presence there at 12th and Wyandotte. Do we know anything in regards to, has anybody been hurt?
Let's see. Over at 41, Krista is saying crime scene tape across the entrance and exit of Barney Alice parking on the east side of 12th and Wyandotte.
It's by the Aladdin Hotel.
That's all we got so far.
Okay.
There are, yeah, tons of officers down there.
All right. Story here from CBS News. Australia's prime minister today joined critics. Jeez, some people never learn. Of elite Australian Special Forces troops who were photographed more than a decade ago. So this is to say in the mid-2000s, flying a Nazi flag from their vehicle while they were on patrol in Afghanistan. The Australian Broadcasting Corporation, ABC in Australia, published the photograph of the red flag with a black swastika inside of a white circle flying from a Land Rover somewhere in Afghanistan in 2007. Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull described the flag incident as, quote, completely and utterly unacceptable, said the soldiers involved were disciplined. There is never a good time nor a right time to fly a Nazi flag. I'm just saying.
What is wrong with people?
You're in Afghanistan. Why are you flying a Nazi flag? You're from Australia. For the love of God in heaven, people. Here's the other question. Where did you get it? You don't just get that at the store. You got to order that thing online. And then you tucked it away in your baggage and you took it to Afghanistan? For what purpose? Don't fly the Nazi flag. There's never a good time. There's never a good time to do that. And what point are you trying to make? Seriously, what point are you trying to make flying a Nazi flag? Where does one get one?
I don't know.
Let me look it. Let me see if I can get one online.
No, please don't. Because then they get all excited thinking you're looking for to buy their wares.
Let me see if I can get one on Amazon.
Kara, do we know anything more about what's going on at 12th and Wyandotte?
Police are not releasing a whole lot of details right now. We've heard that there was a report of one person shot, but okay. And the whole area is just roped off right now.
You can get a Nazi flag on Amazon.
Okay. Let's not do that. When we come back, I have a story for our aging veterans. If you have a mom or a dad who is in that category, you're going to want to hear this. Something happened to my grandma today, Scott, down in Biloxi.
And then they recommend Judas Priest CDs.
My mom is so mad. My mother is so mad. And I don't think a lot of people know this is going on. I'm going to tell you about it when we come back.
In Biloxi?
Mm-mm. All across the country.
Oh. All right. Let's get to the newsroom. Don't forget, we are going to be at the 54th Street Grill and Bar in Blue Springs a week from tomorrow. Be an honor and a privilege to spend Friday afternoon with you 1 week from tomorrow, 54th Street Grill and Bar in Blue Springs. Newsroom, here is Kara Markser.
A reported shooting in downtown Kansas City this afternoon. We'll have more next.
You know, it's something that's happened to almost all of us, and knock on wood, happens to none of us in the future. But if you do find yourself in a car accident, remember the name Dale's Collision Repair in Blue Springs. Whether it's a fender bender or, God forbid, something more serious, Dale's in Blue Springs can get you taken care of. Their work, by the way, guaranteed as long as you own your car or truck. So get your car or truck fixed right the first time. They are professionals. I've been out there many times. Dale's a friend of mine. I have seen his crews at work, and I swear by him. 816-228-1855. 816-228-1855 or online at dalesautocollision.com. Dales and Blue Springs, taking care of cars, taking care of you.
5:30 in Kansas City from the KMBZ Newsroom. I'm Kara Marks. There are a large police presence near 12th and Wyandotte where there are reports that one person has been shot. We're still awaiting information about how severe that person's injuries are. Police staged on the east side of Barney Ellis Plaza. Traffic in that area totally blocked off. Johnny Rollins is over the scene.
Is down here a lot, a big police presence, as you said. They just released these people you see on the sidewalk from further south down here, I believe, to 13th Street, where they had them while they were waiting. They were cordoned off there.
There was a lockdown at the convention center, but that has since been lifted. Crime scene tape also up. Police appear to be interviewing witnesses right now. We'll keep you up to date as we learn more information. Now, this comes as police are also on scene of an officer-involved shooting in the Northland this afternoon near Shoto and Parvin Roads. A woman with a sword was shot during a standoff. She reportedly died. We'll check traffic and weather together next.
Summer is here. Holy heck, it is hot outside. Time to start thinking about your deck, your driveway, your garage floor. Get outside. Let Seal Once KC come over and permanently protect and beautify those areas. Their experienced team will come out, give you a free estimate, and then come back and seal and clean any wood or concrete surface with their clear penetrating permanent sealant. Listen to this. They eliminate some of the worries of replacing those high ticket items because they offer a 25-year warranty against deterioration. And how about those cracked and stained garage or basement floors? Seal Once KC has you covered with their permanent polymer decorative coating. Easy to clean, non-slip texture, comes in a variety of great colors, and will definitely bring that wow factor to your home. Call them today, 816-942-3927 for your free estimate. Mention Dana told you to call, get a 20% discount. Remember, with Seal Once, you can seal it and forget it. Go to sealoncekc.com, call 816-942-3927 today.
Right under the heat dome for the next several days. As a matter of fact, the National Weather Service has issued a heat advisory, not just for tomorrow, not just through Saturday, through Sunday night at 8 in the evening. So, yeah, even through Father's Day, going to be very warm during the daytime hours and also at night. We'll only fall to 76 by tomorrow morning. Mostly sunny skies, if not total sunshine. Winds will pick up out of the south at 12 to 25 and stronger. High temperature 97. Your heat index close to 103 degrees. And about the same on Saturday. Still that heat advisory and a high temperature of 96, feeling like triple digits. From Channel 9, I'm First Alert Chief Meteorologist Brian Busby, KMBZ Weather.
94 right now at KCI. It is 96 downtown, 94 at your official weather station. The radio.com app is the official new home of KMBZ. Download it today. Listen to us anytime, anywhere. Kara Markser, News 98.1, KMBZ.
Parks.
I was talking to my mom today. I've been sitting on this today, and I know if this has happened to you, you already know about it. Man, she does not get mad very often, and she was mad today.
What's going on?
Have you heard of something called Express Scripts? A lot of people use it.
Mm-mm.
So instead of physically getting out and driving to a pharmacy, Express Scripts and other companies like it will mail your prescriptions to you. Hello, Care Mark, sir.
What's going on?
Hi, guys. Do I have a microphone?
Yeah.
Okay.
We have learned a little bit more about the shooting downtown. It is an officer-involved shooting, at least the second one of the day.
Same city,
Kansas City, Missouri.
Huh.
One in the Northland, and there are reports that it's not just one person downtown, but we're still waiting on details.
What do you mean
on
not
that.
One?
Could be multiple people.
Hurt.
Possibly dead. We're still waiting on details. Sure. This is all unconfirmed at this point, but just FYI, we've got an officer-involved shooting downtown at 12th and Wyandotte.
12th and Wyandotte. Okay.
You come interrupt me if you have any updates, because that's a big deal, and we can bring this back tomorrow. So Express Scripts is something that allows you, especially the elderly, Scott, 3 months at a time, they will mail you your medications.
Okay.
And if you are a military survivor...
Oh, I saw what your mom
spouse,
wrote.
Or veteran, and this includes your mother, you use Express Scripts, and there has never been a copay for veterans, ever. My grandmother will tell you, for, 70 years, they have never had a copay. And Express Scripts allows the elderly, and keep in mind, this is safety for all of us in some cases. It allows them to stay home and not have to make multiple trips to base to get your pharmaceuticals. So my mom's talking to my aunt today, and my grandmother was very upset because she got a bill. She got a bill for $63. And if you were on a fixed income, there is not $63 for a lot of these military spouses and veterans to spare every month. And my grandmother was saying, you know, as foggy as she is sometimes, she knows what those veterans' benefits are. She knows she should not have to be paying a copay.
Because she's on TRICARE.
They are. She is on TRICARE, the military's health insurance system. And the AARP of all organizations printed this article a couple of months ago. And maybe this hasn't hit your family yet, but there is now higher copayments and more hassle for you to get the medications that you need. It went into effect actually back in February. Okay. Copays increase for most TRICARE beneficiaries who get their prescription drugs through the TRICARE pharmacy home delivery. Now, this is why this is important, Scott. If you want to avoid the copay, you have to get in the car and physically drive to pick them up. And for my grandmother, that's Keesler Air Force Base, which is nowhere near her home. My aunt would have to make a, what is it, an hour trip one way, multiple times a month to grab those medications. Some of them are staggered. Some of them she has refilled more often than others. I mean, she has glaucoma. You know, she's almost 90 years old. And so my aunt said to my mom today, we're going to have to figure out a way to pay for this because I can't take off work and drive. Now, if you live right next to a base, you're fine.
Which a lot of people who live here do, Fort Leavenworth or Whiteman, yeah.
But you would have to, you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do.
If you want to save the copay. So here's my question. I don't know who's in charge of this stuff. Why are you incentivizing elderly veterans and their families? You're incentivizing them to get on the road and drive.
So why did they start charging them a copay out of nowhere?
The copay increase was included in the 2018 National Defense Authorization Act and will continue to rise over the next decade. The higher copayments.
So this was from Congress.
Listen, yes, will affect military retirees the most, as they are more likely to use mail delivery and retail pharmacies to fill their prescriptions.
Okay.
This year, under the home delivery option, copays for 90-day supplies of generic drugs went from $0 to $7. That's my grandma. And copays for brand name medications jumped from $20 to $24. But it gets worse. Copays are going up from $50 to $53 for some drugs. And they are basically saying if you don't drive, your 30-day prescription filled at a retail pharmacy or the base, this is going to keep increasing. And by 2027, it's jumping to $16 for generics and $48 for brand-named versions.
But if you go to Post, do you have to pay the copay?
It is my understanding you do not. But the problem is for my grandma and other seniors, she can't drive to base, Scott. It's not happening. For the safety of America, we need to not be doing this. But, you know, if you're 80 or 76 and you're on a fixed income and you see that, okay, it's going to be now $63 a month for me if I keep having these delivered in the mail.
And let's be honest.
That's a lot of money.
For some people, that's a lot of money.
We are now incentivizing elderly veterans to get in their car and physically drive to pick up something.
Which would cost $63.
But why wouldn't we just say, yes, mail this. Oh, my God, mail it.
I don't know.
Who is making the money to have these seniors driving? That's what I want to know. Was this a pharmaceutical thing? Like, do the pharmacies somehow make more money if you are physically in their store? I just don't understand, I guess. And if you know, please call it 576-7798. And if you're thinking, look, $7, well, it's not just seven. It's seven per prescription. Multiple prescriptions a month.
Give me a break. I saw my mom on vacation. God bless her.
Yeah.
She's 73 years old. And I was in her room one night, and she has that Monday through Sunday tablet thing. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Where they put all their pills in one little square. And, you know, I know my mom is not in the best of health. God bless her. But I was shocked. I didn't realize my mom was taking that much medicine. And when you have to get a MTWTFSS thing, you're taking a lot of medicine.
Yes. Now, people write in saying, hey, welcome to America. Everyone's costs are going up. And here again, look, you have no copay when you fill it at a military pharmacy. How convenient is that for 90% of the people who need it? It's not, unless you live.
Well, I think a lot of people stay where they retire. But to your point, and you're right, a lot of people don't stay where they retire. I mean, your grandma and grandpa live in, what, Alabama?
Ocean Springs, Mississippi. Yep.
The nearest base is,
Keesler.
What, 60 miles away. And so, no, I mean, my mother lives in Shawnee. My dad retired at Fort Leavenworth.
It's an hour round trip, pardon me, but they've got to cross that bridge.
You want that 88-year-old woman driving?
No. And that's only an hour if there's no backup, if there's not an accident. I mean, this is, you are now going over the 90 bridge, the big one they lost in Hurricane Katrina. That is a haul.
Somebody says, Dana, they're making you pay for the shipping, and that's fair. The shipping is not $63.
I can't imagine that's what this is.
576-7798. Dana Wright, Rod Babcock, I'm Scott Parks. We're going to be at the 54th Street Grill and Bar in Blue Springs a week from tomorrow. Be an honor and a privilege to spend Friday afternoon with you.
Dana Wright here for Jasper's. You got to check out their summer menu at Jasper's. I was just thinking, you know what? I need to bring my dad into Jasper's for Father's Day. Not open on Sunday, but I was thinking, can I get him here Saturday? Can I get him here Monday? He loves that 6-hour slow roasted pork shank. The char grilled oysters, Jasper says himself, may very well be one of the best menu items they have ever had. And don't forget, summer's here. It's time for tableside mozzarella. They'll make it right in front of your eyes right now. They are the only restaurant in the country that makes fresh cheese right before your eyes with the most delicious heirloom tomatoes. Balsamic vinaigrette, little reduction on that. It's so good. And fresh basil. Of course it comes with fresh basil. They're also offering their famous summer pasta tomatoes, olive oil, heirloom garlic. Man, it's good. Call now for your reservation. It's always kind of suggested you make a reservation, not required. 816-941-6600 to make yours. 816-941-6600 or jasperskc.com. Hey, I got the good guys from Lightning Landscape and Irrigation coming back out to my house this week to check on some flowers, put in a couple of additional plantings, and check out my lawn that is now a lawn, an actual lush green lawn. First time we've had that in 16 years. And it's all possible because of Lightning Landscape and Irrigation. Locally owned and operated 23 years. They came out and said, Dana, you got to have an irrigation system, a smart irrigation system, the Rainbird system. Stop dragging that hose around. You will be so glad you did. And then when you put nice new plantings around the exterior of your home, you will help protect that investment because you'll be on a regular watering schedule. Call my guys at Lightning Landscape and Irrigation now. A-plus BBB rating, landscape, hardscape, and irrigation. 913-441-3900, 441-3900, or lightning-landscape.com.
I'm nervous when the guy up in the helicopter does not join us. Oh.
Yes, I have.
Hello, Waylon. Turn it up, Rod. I like it.
I played in California. There ain't too much I haven't seen. No, there ain't. Lord, I'm a rambling man. Don't fool around with a rambling man.
Because he's awesome.
Left a girl in West Virginia.
Saul in Overland Park. I love your name, brother. Hello.
Thank you, Scott. I wanted to say that I've been listening to you guys for a couple of months. I really, really love the show. I really love all the comments that you do. And
thank you,
Dana. I think that I have a little bit of an insight of why that Express Scripts actually decided just to start charging copays.
Yeah, please tell us.
Normally, Well, I used to work for another mail order pharmacy. I do know that Express Scripts is probably top three mail order pharmacy in the United States. What is happening is that they totally are running out of the contract with the TRICARE. And what they're doing is, like, they're doing, like, totally the lowest type of service that they can offer because they're getting out of the contract. Now, TRICARE can probably do a little better, maybe try to shop around. But if they don't, they want people just not filling their prescriptions with Express Scripts, that's why they're trying to get away. It's not that they're trying to penalize people or trying to make them go. It's like, we don't going to have a really good deal with them. So, a local pharmacy.
Yeah.
Where we can actually give you. And
I just, and Saul, you're cutting out a little bit. Thank you so much for the call and for joining us. We're glad to have you on board. I just think this is one of those things that when whoever it was in Washington or wherever decided, you know, let's do this, they weren't thinking about the unintended consequences of the elderly, veterans, and their families.
Well, sure they were.
Who cannot afford, who cannot physically drive to go get their medications.
Well, Dana, who do you think is on TRICARE?
I know.
They had to have thought about it, and they didn't care. My mother is on TRICARE. My mother is 73 years old.
Have you asked her? Does she have it mailed to her?
Well, Fort Leavenworth is right down the road.
Okay. So she probably goes.
Yeah, I would assume. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't sit down and go, Mom, where do you go for your prescription?
Well, but you know what? It's convenient. I just shoot her a text tonight and ask her, say, do you have your prescriptions mailed to your door?
I'm sure she does.
Or do you physically go on to base and pick them up?
Well, she goes to base to shop at the commissary.
Okay, so she's there anyway.
Yeah.
You know, my grandma's not heading because over to base anymore.
Like, when you go to post, it's post in the Army, base in the others. But when you go to post, when you shop at the commissary, it's tax-free. So my mom always tries to, doesn't always, but tries to shop at the commissary because it's tax-free.
Sure.
Denise, Excelsior Springs. Hello, Denise.
Hi.
Hi.
I want to tell you something. That Express Scripts is a pain in the ass to deal with anyway. Just they'll drive you nuts just trying to order it, even if you're a regular, you know, it's something that you already are getting. Also, when you go to the clinics for the veterans, I sat in Excelsior Springs at the veterans clinic one day while my husband was being checked. And these two men were there. Both of them were there for over 2 hours waiting for their prescriptions. Mm. This one man got so mad that I thought he was going to have a heart attack. So I told him, you just need to calm down. And I went over there and raised hell. And I called up over to Linwood to the veterans. But the number of the White House is
202. Okay.
No, every one of you has a Congress people to call up. They're spending so much money down there on the border of all these people that are not citizens, you know, for all these kids and everybody to have, you know, like a gymnasium, 1,500 and one old Walmart and all that stuff. You know, these people have, you know, used their lives to defend us. They should come first. So everybody get on and call your legislators.
Okay. Hey, Denise, thank you for the call from the text line. I have the same for my insurance from work. If I get the 90-day supply via mail, I pay a little more than if I go pick it up at the pharmacy each month.
Okay, fair point.
Okay.
Not $63.
I doubt it.
Ron in Harrisonville. Hello, Ron.
Hello, I just want to comment on your Express Scripts story, please.
Yeah, okay, please.
Please do.
I'm a veteran, a retired Air Force, and it did go up, the copay. And the problem I've run into is the base does not have all the prescriptions on their formulary that I'm required. So I can go down to Whiteman or wherever to get some of them with no copay. But on the other hand, the other ones, well, I have to get out of pocket.
Well, why did your copay go up?
Well, they said they sent us a notice and said because of legislation.
Well, I thought, wait a minute. I thought we were pro-military now.
Well, I did too, sir. But I guess other things come first sometimes.
Really? Like what? And that's rhetorical, by the way,
Ron.
Yeah,
he's being facetious, Ron.
Yes, sir, I know. And I don't want to get into our policy, but that's just one veteran's opinion.
Yeah. Hey, thank you for the call, Ron.
Right on.
Someone just wrote in, does the patient have to pick it up, or can another person like a daughter pick it up? Another person like a daughter can. That would be my aunt.
How about this novel idea? How about you ship it for free?
Right. My aunt said to my mom today, it is not going to be possible to make multiple trips to Keesler Air Force Base every month. She said there's no way. She'd have to take off work to do it. Plus, that drive is not a fun drive.
You know, it really is. I was about to say funny, and that's the wrong word. It really defies logic that in this country, we can talk out of both sides of our mouth. We can sit, I'm about to get pissed. We can sit here and say, it's all for the veterans. We need to do better for the veterans. These people did things that we weren't willing to do. They were willing to sacrifice things that we weren't willing to sacrifice. And then the very people that say that, the very people who ask for your vote, here's where I get pissed. The very people who ask for your vote, who put that American flag around them, and they wear the American flag hat, and they wear the American flag shirt, even though, by the way, that's against the flag code on Flag Day, June 14th.
Is it against the code if it's on a Jeep?
Yes! You're not supposed to wear the American flag, period. But these people, they campaign, and they wear these goofy ass, and they're too fat to wear them anyway, shirts that look like the American flag, and they ask for your vote. And then they say, we're going to take care of the veterans because the veterans fought for us. And then they drop a $63 copay on them. And they slip it into a little bill that you don't see and you don't know about until you get the bill from TRICARE. You know what? Suck it!
Wow.
I am so sick and tired of these phony ass, wear your American flag shirt, campaign for my vote, and then stick it to the veteran. Oh, I almost said a bad word.
Hey, let's not do that. And you know what else? We do have a breaking news update that we need to get to. Okay. So, woosah. You know what?
I need to go back to Turks and Caicos.
You need my meditation app.
I'm just so sick and tired of people literally walking into office on the back of veterans, and then they screw them right in the keister. Sick of it.
At Keesler.
At Keesler Air Force Base in Mississippi. Quit screwing me in the Keesler. It's not nice and it hurts. We gotta run. Have a good night. On behalf of our producer today, the finest man in all of America, the great Rob Babcock, my good friend and co-host Dana Wright, I'm Scott Parks. Be safe and be good.
And his money. He was counting. I first produced my pistol.
Happening now on KMBZ, multiple officer-involved shootings in Kansas City today. More next.
Time to spoil Dad, and you're running out of time. Come on, Dad's the greatest. He deserves the very best. Celebrate your dad this Father's Day by getting him exactly what he wants from Nebraska Furniture Mart. You will discover great deals that your dad will brag about. Shop all your dad's favorite brands, all the latest gadgets, stuff he'll love. Cool state-of-the-art technology. Tons of perfect gifts all in one place. There's something for every dad. Think about it. Big screen TVs, home theater systems, grills, lawn equipment, home security products, fitness equipment, massage chairs, countertop appliances, and more. You know the Mart has a gigantic warehouse, so chances are your new purchase will be ready for easy pickup or fast delivery. Let the Mart's friendly sales professionals help you find the gift that is perfect for your dad. Or hey, grab a Mart gift card. Let Dad get exactly what he wants. Plus, there's financing to help stretch that budget. Make it easy this Father's Day. Get to Nebraska Furniture Mart.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.